JT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's international swan song continues in South America. He met in Peru Saturday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
The two insisted the need for continued cooperation, even as competitors, is paramount.
These conversations prevent miscalculations, and they ensure the competition between our two countries will not veer into conflict.
Xi echoing those sentiments while acknowledging President-elect Donald Trump taking office.
That's ABC's Alex Prochet. Today, President Biden will become the first sitting U.S. president to travel to the Manaus region of Brazil in the Amazon. He'll talk about conservation, and that's a topic with the Trump administration set to change the U.S. approach. President-elect Trump on Saturday named Chris Wright, chief of a large fracking company, his nominee for energy secretary. Ukraine says Russia launched 120 missiles and 90 drones in a massive barrage targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More people across the country are driving electric vehicles, but Wisconsin lags behind. EVs only make up about 1% of all cars on our roads. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Misconceptions about cost, maintenance, and performance are top of mind for hesitant buyers. But in Wisconsin, where about 30% of the state's population is rural, accessibility is one of the biggest concerns. Jeremiah Brockman with the Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Association thinks it's only partly because rural areas in general are slower to catch on to some trends. He says some areas still don't have enough charging stations.
Part of the problem, too, is you have more farmland in rural areas. And if you spend the entire day out on a farm and you're driving around your, you know, many acres of land, you worry about where you're going to charge your vehicle at that point. And I think that's another hurdle.
Compared to neighboring states, Wisconsin has significantly fewer charging stations. In an effort to help bolster the state's EV infrastructure, Wisconsin passed a law earlier this year to install a network of 65 fast charging stations statewide. The plan is to install them every 50 miles along the interstate system and major highways through next year. Even though the law was Republican-authored in Wisconsin, Brockman says he believes the political divide is another factor in EV ownership hesitation.
Honestly, you know, this is part of a larger national conversation where electric vehicles are kind of being politicized. And, you know, I like to say the benefits are there. It doesn't matter who you voted for last Tuesday. The benefits are there no matter what.
Those benefits include lower fuel and maintenance costs, lower emissions, and potential tax breaks. For Public News Service, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks lose in Charlotte. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Hornets 115-114 after Giannis was called for a foul on LaMelo Ball. Later, the referees admitted they'd made a bad call after seeing the video postgame. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. Where on the final play, there's been an incorrect call made. LaMelo Ball fell. He just fell down. Nobody was near him. Slipped on his own. We come up with the ball, the game's over.
The Bucks are now 4-9. College football, the Badgers had the lead, but lost to number one ranked Oregon, 16-13. Wisconsin unable to finish against Penn State and USC earlier this season.
We've been in these situations, we've been close, and we've played some great teams, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's the top-rated team in the country or whoever, and you got to find ways to finish and win football games, and, you know, that seems to be eluding us in the most critical moments.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Across the area today, expect quite a bit of sunshine as any remaining cloud cover moves out. Breezy west winds, highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, look for clear skies. Lows will drop back to the upper 20s to lower 30s. Rain chances coming our way Monday.
Currently 46 degrees.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be joined by President of the Union, Reed Galen, also a founder of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Is it Sunday already? Silly question. Just said that to open the program. It's the music of the stars. Good morning. I'm your host, Lou Regani, here till, well, high noon for most of us. Ball game, 10 o'clock Central. Well, I'm going to tell you how to keep the music of the stars alive on WRJN and the Civic Media Radio Network all the way till high noon. I'll do that in a bit, but it's Sunday. Now, what are you going to do today? Go for a ride and look at trees. Sure, fall color, you know. You've seen the calendar. It's autumn, right? And the trees signify, more than anything, summer's done for now. That old clock on the wall. See, maybe it's time to get a new clock for the wall, It's the music of the stars now. We started this in 1992, and right here now on the Civic Media Radio Network and worldwide at civicmedia.us. Thoughts about trees in all their glory. Good morning, the music of the stars is on the air. And off we go. With Ella Fitzgerald.
Along the stream that runs to sea. Listen. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lover's dream, lovely summer dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love is sin, to leave my heart a-breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light, so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Oh, weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend, oh willow, and weep for me.
How many trees in a forest? Maybe. I mean, a forest. Maybe 100,000? Who's counting? Because nothing is perfect and everything is perfect in a forest. Hmm? You can bend, contort a tree, and people do. Looking for what? Something that you marked for future referrals? And it's still beautiful, either way. That was Frank Duvall with Ella. Here's Tony.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a time, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled up her hair. How we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow once upon a time, never comes again.
What good are trees if they don't enter our mind like that? And Dean Martin. And the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away. It wouldn't die. Came running in all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself. I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kind of dumb and kind of smart. I loved her so. I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. It would sure embarrass her when I came home from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd be sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you. I'm being good. I'd love to be with you. If only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck? Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and found her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. It was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing. She went away. And honey, I miss you. And I'm being good. I'd love to be with you. If only I could. Yes, one day while I wasn't home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and loved well. A small cloud passes overhead and cries down in the flower bed that honey loved. See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big.
Bobby Goldboro had the hit on that. Music about trees. Axel Stordahl.
It isn't by chance I happen to be a boulevard deer, the toast of Paris. For over the noise, the talk and the smoke, I'm good for a laugh, a drink or a joke. I walk in a room, a party or ball. Come sit over here, somebody will call. A drink for monsieur, a drink for us all. But how many times I stop and are the apple trees blossoms in the breeze that we walked among, lying in the hay, games we used to play. While the rounds were sung only yesterday, when the world was young. Wherever I go, they mention my name, and that in itself is some sort of fame. Come by for a drink, we're having a game. Wherever I go, I'm glad that I came. The talk is quite gay, the company's fine. There's laughter and lights and glamour and wine, and beautiful girls and some of them mine. But often my eyes see a different shine. Are the apple trees
sunlit memories where the hammock swung on our backs we'd lie looking at the sky till the stars were strung, only last July, when the
music of the stars. It's our torch hour. That was Axel Stordahl's orchestra. He arranged for Frank.
6 long years ago, my Johnny up and marched away. He simply said, I love you so. And I'll be still sitting under the apple tree, still sitting under the apple tree with nobody else but me. The apples are ripe on the apple tree. Apples are ripe on the apple tree. Oh, where can my Johnny be? I just got a letter from Paris. It said just a few weeks more. I'm thinking of going to Paris just to tell him we won the war. I'm still sitting under the apple tree. Still sitting under the apple tree with nobody else but me. Said just a few weeks more. I'm thinking of going to Paris just to tell him we won the war. I'm still sitting under the apple tree. Still sitting under the apple tree with nobody else but me.
How many apples can you eat?
Dino.
Oh, in the shade of the old apple tree, where the love in your eyes I could see. When the voice that I heard, like the song of the bird, seemed to whisper sweet music to me. I could hear the dull buzz of the bee in the blossoms as you said to me. With a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of that old apple tree. could hear the dull buzz of the bee in the blossoms as you said to me. With a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of the old apple tree.
Benny Goodman. Morning, everybody. Have some more coffee. Want to tell you about some of the programs and how to keep listening to the music of the stars today. Check out our app. It's civicmedia.us. And we're worldwide. Yeah, and at times we get preempted, you know. Ball games do that to radio programs. But you can keep listening to WRJN here at 1400, 99.9, 98.1. But at 10 o'clock, we get preempted by all the latest happenings on the gridiron. See how poetic I got there? On the radio, it's WAUK at 540. For the music of the stars, starting at 10. And we're on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I thank you for being here. I'm Lou Regani, your host. For the music of the stars. Benny Goodman, the year was 1938. How long has it been now?
What has been almost 30 years now, 1971, since Doc Haney and his boys planted that tree? Now, 30 years. Sam and Tom and Joe were youngsters. Dan, their little brother, was only five when they and their dad dug that hole in the front yard at 308 North Jefferson Street. It happened during one of the family's annual springtime get-togethers in Silver Lake, Indiana. Grandma and Grandpa were waiting on the front porch for Doc and Marilyn and the boys, who were promptly greeted with warm hugs and "It's been too long. Ever tell you I grew up in this house?" Doc asked his young sons. Of course, he had reminded them every time they'd visited. Matter of fact, that house on North Jefferson at 308 North Jefferson Street had been in the Haney family for three generations before the boys came along. Anyway, the afternoon of the first day of that particular visit, Doc took the boys aside, suggested they do something nice for Grandma and Grandpa, something to commemorate Mother's Day and Father's Day, since it was then between the two. Maybe he surprised them by driving out to the nursery on Wabash and bringing back a tree to plant in their yard. Well, the boys were eager. Off they went. And there were plenty of trees at the nursery. There were sugar maples that promised to grow fast and glow golden next autumn. There were oaks that would smile down on many future generations of Haneys, and the leaves would turn russet each year before they tumbled down. But then Doc spied a little spruce tree, a young Norway spruce. It appeared to be kind of spindly and sparse, about 5 feet tall, and still there was something about that scrawny little evergreen that got Doc's attention, even made him feel certain somehow that if he and the boys did not take it, it would just stand there lonely forever. All during the ride home, Sam and Tom and Joe and Dan peered out the rear window of the car, speaking words of reassurance to the little spruce tree, which itself seemed to be peeking anxiously from beneath the tied-down trunk lid. Back home, the race was on to dig the hole and plant the tree before Grandma and Grandpa discovered the surprise. And were they surprised? And how they thanked their boy and his boys with more hugs and this time even a couple of tears. Almost 30 years ago. The Hindus have a fancy philosophy called karma. Plain English, it means that what you do comes back to you. And I'm sure this much is true. Every kind word that you bestow, every helping hand you extend, every job you do well, every tree you plant, you leave outstretched arms waiting for your return. You may have heard how last October, 1996, Doc and Marilyn Haney were piloting their little plane, a 1949 vintage Piper PA-16, and the engine went out over Silver Lake, Indiana, and they crashed. But after a stay in the hospital, despite spinal fractures and serious head injuries and such, the now 60-ish Dr. and Mrs. Haney have recovered completely. They survived, and for one reason only. You see, between the time engine trouble caught them unprepared and the time their plane struck the ground, the final moments of that descent were cushioned and their fall was broken by the limbs of a towering spruce tree in the front yard of the old house at 308 North Jefferson Street. You know the rest of the story.
The music of the stars on WRJN.
Here's Patti Page on the music of the stars. Paul Harvey there.
He loved me like the trees love Philadelphia. And like the fields love tree. One fine and fleeting day in Philadelphia. Then we went our separate ways to share the same old memories. Is it different now than what it's always been? Where is that narrow line between love and sin? Oh, he loved me like the tree. Love Philadelphia, and like the Philadelphians, love trees. Just a summer. Trees love Philadelphia, and like the Philadelphians, love trees. Like the Philadelphians,
Patti Page started his career in, her career in Wisconsin. With the Jack Rail Orchestra, they appeared a lot at Elkhart Lake during the races there. But in Kenosha, where she lived for a while, at 2112 50th Street, courtesy of the Rataka family, and they played at the old East Town nightclub on 5th Avenue in Kenosha. This is Jackie Gleason. Jackie Gleason, the guy was a comic and never quit having fun, but he had a romantic side. And when I tell people I'm playing a Jackie Gleason song, they go, Jackie? Yeah, Jackie. This is Artie Malvin with the Jackie Gleason Orchestra in Capitol. Artie's forgotten today, sadly. Artie Melvin, Jackie Gleason, and here, let me tell you something. The rest of the story, Paul Harvey, you heard that earlier, that's sponsored every weekday by the Racine Disc Center. You go there, Racine Disc with a C, center.com, or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, Racine, just east of Gulf Avenue. And once again, Patti Page.
Joyce Kilmer's Trees.
The Music of the Stars.
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing. Looks at God all day and lives her leaves. to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair. Of one whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God.
Patty Page on the big record on television.
Your Oldsmobile dealer invites you to drive a great new 1958 Oldsmobile.
Here's Steve Lawrence.
Come along with me to the sweetheart tree, and your love will be true evermore. They say there's a tree in the forest, a tree that will give you a sign. Come along with me to the sweetheart tree. Come and carve your name next to mine. They say if you kiss the right sweetheart, the one you've been waiting for, big blossoms of white will burst into sight, and your love will be true evermore. Come along with me to the sweetheart tree, and your love will be true evermore. They say if you kiss the right sweetheart, the one you've been waiting for, big blossoms of white will burst into sight, and your love will be true. Yes, your love will be true evermore.
That's from The Great Race. Nat Cole. Johnny Green wrote this for MGM, Raintree County, Paul Francis Webster, and his lyrics, Nat Cole, in the spotlight.
They say in Raintree County there's a tree bright with blossoms of gold, but you will find the Raintree's estate of the mind are a dream to enfold. it was there one day with the buds of early May that you came like a flame from the south. And I looked into eyes of periwinkle blue, and I knew, then I knew, I'd love you in Rain Tree County, and I'd find what we all seek to know. We shared the golden dream when we found our true love in Rain Tree long ago. For the brave who dare, there's a Rain Tree everywhere. We who dreamed found it so long ago.
I always like Johnny Green's music. Here's Margaret Whiting.
The stream drifting by, and carved upon that tree I see, I love you till I die. I shall always remember the love in your eye, the day till I die. But further on down Lover's Lane, a silhouette I see. I know you're kissing someone else. I wish that it were me. By the tree in the meadow, my thoughts always lie, and wherever you go, you'll always know I love you till I die. By that tree in the meadow, my thoughts always lie, and wherever you go, you'll always know I love you till I die.
James Brothers.
There's a tree in the meadow where the stream drifting by, and carved upon that tree I see, I love you till I die. I shall remember the love
kissing someone.
Oh, we lost our signal. That happens. Oh, while I'm looking for something else to play, I got to tell you about these weekday contests. I was going to tell you anyway, and this is perfect. Cindy Huber, WRJN every weekday during the 9 o'clock Central Time hour. The Artist of Record with Cindy Huber. When you hear a song by the artist, you be caller number 5. And I'll give you the number in a moment. And you get a free vinyl album from that artist. And it's all courtesy of Time and Again Music and More. This is in Sturtevant, Racine County. That's your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. So you listen, you call, and you win with Cindy Huber's Artist of Record. What's not to like? And local news, timeless hits, vinyl treasures from WRJN. Time and Again on the Music of the Stars. We're here till high noon. Margaret Whiting's dad wrote so much.
There's a tree in the meadow with a stream drifting by, and carved upon that tree I see I love you till I die. I shall the love in your eyes, the day you carved upon that tree, I love you till I die. But further on down Lover's Lane, a silhouette I see, I know you're kissing someone else. I wish that it were me. By the tree in the meadow, my thoughts always lie, and wherever you go, you'll always know I love you till I die.
The Music of the Stars, be right back. CBS News.
Is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.